when it comes to online disclosure of things, it's one area where you can survey the whole country from your desktop. That's sort of the whole point of it. So we went and we searched out what the state transparency websites to show what their spending was from all 50 states. We found that there were 18 states where there wasn't such a website, and we went and we made sure that that was the case by contacting folks in those states. And then once they were there, we drilled down and we just saw what they had there, what they didn't. We contacted the folks to make sure we were right about that.
So what you were looking for was essentially, do they make this, if you're Joe Citizen in whatever state, can you get access to where government money is being spent, right?
That's right. And what we did is we looked at it from what we call checkbook level spending. So states have gotten pretty good over the last years about saying, these are the line items. There's this much is going to DPW, this much is going to, you know, the Parks Department, et cetera. What they haven't been so good at until recently is saying, this is the contract we did for shovels, and this was the contractor. You know, this is the kind of, like you were looking at the checkbook of the government.
Being able to drill down and actually see the real detail.
Exactly. And so much of government spending is actually done through contractors that it's quite important to have the level of how it's going out to who's actually getting the contracts. And then one of the things that makes this so helpful is that when it's online, other contractors or potential contractors can say, you know, hey, wait a second, they provided road salt for that price, I can provide it cheaper. And it allows, you know, to ratchet up better performance and lower cost.
You looked at states, and we're, of course, focused mostly on the federal government, but it seems in this area, this is a movement and something that's clearly the feds are dealing with as well, and I think there's a lot of lessons learned from some of the things that you looked at the state level.
Yeah, I mean, the states will continue to be, you know, the laboratories of experimentation on this. The feds have a lot more resources on it, and the spending.gov and those efforts are in some ways a more user-friendly experience. But there's some things which are happening in the states that I think aren't happening as well at the federal level, particularly some of the inclusion and integration of the data about tax subsidies. So for the bottom line, for the budget's bottom line, money which is given away as a tax subsidy is really the same as money which gets spent on, you know, on a regular spending item. So integrating that into spending reports, making that part of the checkbook, is something which is beginning to happen at the states and is a really important thing.
And I want you to talk a little bit more about that. But before we do, talk a little bit, and you mentioned the increasing competition, but one of the issues that I often hear when we're talking about this openness and transparency movement, I guess, is, okay, how does this help me do my job better? Why are we putting all this energy effort in this if it doesn't actually help me do my job, outside of the feel-good issue of, okay, we're spending public money, we ought to do this?
I think it is beyond an ought. You know, partly it's that government is able to do its job better when the public has more confidence in it. So I think there is a way in which we shouldn't disregard that. But I think it's also something that governments have been creative about looking at this data to realize, you know, that, like the example that I gave before with procurement, that they've been able to increase the number of bidders for jobs because potential contractors can see what jobs are out there. And if there is some kind of mischief going on where all the contracts are going to the Speaker of the House's district, that's something which journalists can see or regular citizens can see. And so that kind of stopping of abuse is important. But where it gets creative also is some states will include as a field in contracting data, they can include, for instance, whether it is meeting their women-owned and minority-owned business, and they can start to identify which are the agencies that are doing better on those kinds of goals or other kinds of goals, and just, you know, begin to say, ratchet this up and say, why can't we do road work as well as the next state this way?
And are there issues? I mean, one of the concerns out there, and particularly when you get to budget, some of the spending, some of these things are very complex. And there's a little bit of a concern that you put either a little bit of data in people's hands and it can be misinterpreted, or on the other hand, that there's so much information out there that people just can't make sense of it.
Yeah, that's a great point, Chris. I think a real danger here is that journalists are looking for the gotcha.
Yeah.
You know, that's often what the story is. So in Massachusetts, for instance, with the stimulus data, you know, there's something where people are key punching in, you know, thousands of different fields, and somebody key punched some district that didn't exist, or a zip code that didn't exist.
Yeah.
And then
guess what? We're human and we do actually make mistakes.
Right. Well, that would be fine if that was the only thing. But the headline becomes, you know, money going to phantom sources.
Yeah.
And that's not at all true. It was, you know, the good thing is it was identified and the feedback loop comes in and then the key punch was redone properly. I think that we have to get to a point where we don't see the, you know, one story of something amiss as being an indication that everything is wrong.
And of course, I'm going to ask you about the states that aren't doing such a great job. There, as you mentioned, there were a number of states that just had no visibility into this data at all.
Yeah, I want to be fair to those states. What they do is they have no designated site where they try to make that their transparency portal for the state.
So they don't have some place where they pull it all together in one place.
That's right. What they do sometimes have, and again, taking Massachusetts as an example, is they have a procurement website that if you know what you're looking for and you go there and you know how to look for what you know what you're looking for, you can find some pretty good detailed data. What's different is we've really gotten to the point where to make data and information about spending truly accessible, it has to be something that you can find if you don't know what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. That's why some people will talk about this as Google government, you know, that you can begin to just, you know, search and synthesize through vast amounts of information through search tools. And that's possible if you just integrate the data. This is data that exists somewhere already in these states, but it's on somebody's computer not connected to a larger network. It really is about just freeing up those computers by connecting them together in a searchable way.
And you have seven states that, one state, Kentucky, which got an A, and then six other states that got Bs. What were they doing that made them stand out? Are there lessons learned?
Yeah, I mean, to get to be a leading state in the way the scores work is you have to be doing a little more than just putting up the basic data. You have to be doing a little extra to make it searchable. So, for instance, you need to be able to search and compare it to past years. You need to be able to search by activity. So it may be that you want to find out, for instance, Chris, about how the state purchases tires, and you may not know the names of the companies it purchases tires for. You shouldn't have to find that out before you can get information. You should be able to punch in tires or at least, you know, vehicles, parts, and get that information. So that's the type of thing these states are doing. They also have a more comprehensive view of what spending means. So they think about special economic development grants that get given out to businesses or nonprofits. They think about tax subsidies. They just have a larger vision of what it means, that what is actually coming through the budget. Some of them even include quasi-public agencies, you know, water or toll agencies, which are technically have a separation from the state, but which the state is really on the hook for their spending when it comes down to it.
They're really going above and beyond what they necessarily need to do.
Yeah, they're making it, you know, they're really trying hard to make this data useful, not just putting it down somewhere. I mean, there really is a difference in this day and age between information being out there somewhere on the web and being information where you can find and use it.
So give folks a single takeaway if they were to take something away from the folks who are doing it well, or even from the folks who aren't doing it well, what can we learn from the research that you've done?
I think one of the things to learn is that the states who are doing this well, there's a certain kind of fearlessness out there, that you have to step out from beyond the veil and say, well, let's put this information out there, and we don't know what people are going to say about it, but we ultimately, it requires a certain kind of faith that the American public are grown-ups and they can handle it.